Bruh.
Anybody across the state.
The
states.
Views and opinions expressed in the Straight Dope Show battles. Are those of the hosts and guests and do not necessarily reflect the official policy.
You have a battle me?
Show, the Uplift Society or Rocked a Crowd TV.
No,
the show is intended for entertainment purposes only and does not provide professional or legal advice.
I mean,
listening to or watching the show is at your own risk, and the creators of
the
show are not responsible for any damages or losses that may result from its content. Enjoy the show.
No, none of them.
I mean,
none of that.
I tapped into specific verses because niggas pointed out the verses.
It's like, hey, you gotta listen to this.
But I never like sat there for a battle ever. Like, it was never like
I made my mom listen to them battles, bro.
Hey, your mom is a gangster for fucking allowing you to do that. Cause I would have told you to turn this shit off immediately, nigga. Like,
my mom be like, oh shit.
Hey, nah, they be going crazy in the battles, but sometimes niggas metaphors and they like game plan going in. I be like, nigga, you planned that?
This was your plan.
You came with a whole.
It'd be a lot. And it don't always hit, no matter how elaborate you be making it. So, yeah. But you know what? Some of my favorite lines are the simple ones.
Such as?
I'm always right, like freeway exit.
It's not true. Any-
Shout out to Cocky. That's a nice line. I was like, I'm always gonna say that.
Oh shit, yo! This is a Straight Dope Show. I'm El Uno.
I'm Trevi the Wonder,
and yeah, man, we here. We're gonna talk about some movies. We're gonna talk about this Super Bowl shit.
We gonna talk about this Super Bowl shit first, nigga.
Oh, is that first? Is that first? We don't. I don't want to talk about that first.
I don't give a damn.
Like, you see how it wasn't first on the board? It should be first on the board. I was like, nah, I'm putting that shit down the board.
Small print. Half erased and shit. Like, I can't even smoke. Hold up, nigga. Yeah, the fuck up.
Because I was like, bang, bang, nothing,
why does
nigga?
Everybody hate on us? We don't be saying that much about nobody unless you a Raider fan.
It's because y'all annoying.
Unless you a Raider fan.
That's it.
Maybe the Packers, because I hate the Packers.
Every Niner fan I know is annoying, period. Especially, not as people, though. As people, they cool people. They great to hang out with. We do this show together, right? It's when it comes to them fucking Niners.
Bang, bang, motherfucker, you feel like you're 77.
Bang, bang, bitch, bang, bang. That's what I'm saying. That's like, it's like, we good, bruh, until it comes to them Niners. And then it's like, I wish I would lose.
Why? Dude, come
but
on.
But I'm conflicted, though, because I fuck with Brock Purdy. Like, I hold down Brock Purdy over here. Like, when my nigga said I wasn't going back in the game, I'm like, I like him.
Last year in the national championship game,
that nigga said no.
He got something on his elbow.
That nigga, no, he got smashed. Like he got smashed, and that shit got bent back. He like, hell nah,
I can't do it. And to anybody looking, it was like, hey, he looked like he ain't like he could go back in.
And
there
I'm
if
like,
he wanted.
My nigga said no, I
he
can't
said,
go.
No, I can't do it. And that was
respect
it.
My decisions, nigga.
We ain't heard nobody,
and they done talked shit about him since then, like he wasn't nothing. The whole season.
The whole season.
He ain't got it. We don't know when he going to bring, bro. You said it best, though. He bring that Brett Favre energy.
I think he does.
I'm trying to win.
I really feel like he does.
I'm trying to win.
I believe it.
So that matters.
And that's the thing where I'm looking at this game when they were down, what, 7 to 20? Was it 24 or 20?
24 to 7 or 21 to 7. What is it?
So anyway, we were down a lot.
Mm-hmm.
It's like 17, 14, whatever. We're down a lot. And I'm looking at the game and I'm still thinking, we still got a whole half left. And I think this dude can do it. I believe in Brock Purdy just because I believe in his belief in himself. He
Absolutely.
Has the confidence.
That's what I'm saying.
You know what I mean?
That's what I'm saying.
It's like those throws a lot. He throws into coverage. And it's not when he's got time. When he's got time, he's accurate as fuck.
Yeah.
When he's under pressure, he seems to, like, want to do something.
Yeah.
And I think that's a young thing. That's why I'm it's like, not, it's okay.
Well, I wouldn't even say it's a young thing. It's a I'm trying to do something. That's my job as the quarterback, nigga. I'm under pressure. Niggas is trying to sack me. I still need to make a play. That's his mindset. Hey, look, I'm not mad at that.
I'm with you.
Mm-hmm.
But some of them times.
Yeah, no, you should throw it away. Yeah, no, I hear you. I hear you, but I'm saying.
Throw it away.
Hey, but no, because he's trying. But like, that's what, another reason why I fuck with him, because when the pressure's on, he not just throwing it away. He not giving up on the play. No, nigga, this not, shit yeah. can work.
He doesn't give up on
like,
the play.
Like, right? So, hey,
and that's why he had the second half that he had.
Mm-hmm.
He had that second half because he never gave up on any play. He kept, like, when there was nobody open and they all covered, and they were covered a lot.
Yeah.
He take it off, right?
Yeah,
he was doing his little moves and shit. He wasn't sliding down early. He was going head first, trying to get some extra yards.
Trying to win, bro.
I fuck with Brock.
He a football player.
Yes!
Mm-hmm.
6 foot. Mm-hmm. Mr. Irrelevant. Talk about him. He's a god darn gamer. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
He is a gay. I like this. He is definitely our Brett Favre. I hate Brett Favre.
Mm.
I hate it, Brett. That's why I don't like the Packers. I hate the Packers more than anybody.
Oh, because he ran around the field on you?
It was always bullshit. It was always bullshit. You know what I mean? Where it's like, I'm going to just throw up some candy-ass bullshit.
Hey, nah, that one.
Get picked off.
I think that one play happened to y'all where Brett fell. It hit him in the back. And the DB fell, and bro rolled over and caught it. Like, he rolled over and caught it and got up.
I don't want to remember this. So I don't care if it was him or not. I don't give a damn. We got one. All right? Yo, Brock Purdy is that guy. Things go right for him. He's like, what's his name for Denver? Tim Tebow.
I'm just way better.
I make shit happen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, way better.
Just way better.
I make shit happen. I think we can win this game, even down 17. We can come back. It's not insurmountable.
It's not.
It wasn't insurmountable. Niggas was acting like it was game over already. I was feeling like,
y'all got it
bad,
bro. It's football, bro. Y'all, it is kind of bad if niggas don't come out and play like they did in the other game.
It's also a game of halves. Football, bro, more than any game,
bro. If they don't come out and play, it's over. The Ravens didn't come out and play. It's over.
We're gonna get to the Ravens.
But I'm saying that's the difference, right? Because they was both down. They wasn't even down by as much. But when you come out that second half, if you coming out, they're not beating me. It's a game. If you come out with no energy, bro, you're not winning.
Everybody that was suspect, they had a better game in the second half. Everybody that was suspect. The D line.
Uh-huh.
What's his name? Bosa, who wasn't showing up for games and shit, and he got paid, and it's like, yo, what's up with Bosa? We got you your best friend from college, who's also supposed to be nice on this line. We got you him so that y'all can pair up and be nice together. Y'all just niggas is disappearing and shit.
It's because I got my homie here. What else I got to do? Hey, I got paid. My partner got paid. And we together.
Showed up in the second half. All right? And that was enough for me. You know what I mean?
That's funny as hell.
Goff ain't going to be the one that takes us down. That's how I'm thinking. Fuck out of here. Y'all can like him as much as you want. He's not going to be the one.
I can understand that.
Exactly.
But
not to us.
I mean, he was doing it the first half, but again, it's like you said, it's a game of halves, and they came out ready. They came out ready the first half,
and
that second half, y'all came out ready, and they slept, bro. They didn't match your energy.
When pressure was pushed, and when there's pressure in the game, what did Jared Goff do?
Nothing.
Disappeared. The rest of his team was still trying to go.
Hey, but you know what? But again, as much as we like to blame the players because those are the names we know, I'm looking at the niggas up in them booths where it's 12, 15 of y'all with the team polos on. Feel me? Yo, wait. Let me get this off.
Let me just take back what I just said about Jared Goff. Let me take that back, because you hella right.
Because, hey, bro, these cats, is 15, 20 of them up in that booth, right? They got the bird's eye view. They see our cats is moving. They got assistance upon assistance. How come their game plan don't ever get adjusted? How come they don't go out there and, hey, bro, this ain't working. Hold on. This ain't working.
No, but you don't understand. Somebody said And they said it the best way. I don't know who it was, but I wish I could give him credit. He was playing, the coach of that team was playing that game like I would be on Madden.
Yeah.
And it's fourth and whatever. And
let's go.
I could go.
Let's go.
I'm getting this. He did that every time they was in fourth and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
He went for it. And it didn't pay off at least twice. And the second time it didn't pay off, it's when you needed it. Ah,
hey,
when them gambles, boy.
Well, no, you know what? I'm not even against the fourth down plays because I don't know when it happened in the game.
He did it. He did.
But
it
it's one
on
of those
on our what is it on their like 30 something. He did it late in the game. Mm-hmm. They got one of them.
No, nah, but I mean, but
scored on that drive too.
But that's the thing, though, is it's we was talking about Brock Purdy, bro. It's a confidence in your team. Fourth and whatever. Hey, dog, do y'all want this or not? Because, hey.
He's definitely the coach I'd want to
regardless
have.
Regardless if it works out, do y'all want this or not?
He's the coach this is I'd the
move.
Have.
Like, this is the move we need to make.
Also, he said at the end of the game, something I never heard another coach say.
We might not get here again?
We might not get here again.
Yeah.
This was our chance.
That's real shit.
That was, I've never
but
heard
again,
a coach actually
hey, but him saying that and then going on for it, bruh, I'm trying to win.
This is our chance.
This is confidence in my guys to get this shit done. If we don't, that's what it is. The worst part about games is somebody got to be the loser. That's the worst part. No matter how hard you try, no matter all your effort you put in, one of you niggas is going to lose.
Honestly, and he's a coach that I wouldn't mind losing for.
You know
he's
what I mean?
A coach like, I would want
to
play.
I'm
for.
Trying, bro. Yeah. We out here trying
he
to
believes
win.
In us.
So, but like again, so I'm not blaming him for the play calls. I'm not blaming nobody on the sidelines. Nobody on the
fourth and whatever. Hey, like four times.
Like I said, I'm fine with that. Like I'm fine with Brock Purdy throwing interceptions. Fine with this nigga going for it on fourth down. I am not fine with these niggas that be sitting up in the booth. That got the bird's eye view, and they supposed to be your assistants and all this other shit, the defensive coordinator, offensive coordinator, all that other shit. All these niggas got jobs.
Ain't nobody adjusting. No, they still going man up.
Yeah. That's my problem. That's literally my problem.
We ain't got nobody spying the quarterback.
That's literally... He's quick.
He ain't that quick.
That's literally...
He ain't Lamar Jackson, bro. You know what I mean?
That's literally my only issue. With all of the sports, like I said, the worst part is somebody got to lose. And the second thing is, especially in football, y'all got a lot of niggas employed to not make no adjustments.
Yeah.
Y'all got no a lot.
Suggestions? Nobody said.
Nobody
anything.
Said.
Hey, maybe we should do this.
Nope, nobody. Oh, it's just the head coach said we're going to go. Y'all in this position to go to the Super Bowl. This is the time.
Nah, this ain't the one.
This is the time to start yelling at the coach. Dude, we didn't know this. We tried to win this game. Like, you feel me? That, like, that's yeah. what, you, that,
gonna, what should be going on. I hope the Detroit fans don't barrel down on that team. Nah. They definitely did. They did well. They had us in the first half. That's
now,
for sure.
Detroit, the Lions, the only problem they have now is niggas know that they better than they ever been. And that, like, that was the problem when they got to the championship shit the last time. Mm. Is it was like, yo, once you get there, you're not surprising nobody. No. Everybody know what you got. Whatever pieces you add, they coming from other teams. Niggas know. Bro, if any other players go, they get doing the scouting reports. Yeah. So
we can see you. We see you.
So now you got it's adjustments, bro. It's the little things.
It's like we met up with you in the first, you know, mm-hmm. regular season. So we know what you're about.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're not surprised.
Once we get film on you, dog, it's a problem.
Yeah. And plus that, yeah, there's a whole mm-hmm. season's worth of film on you. So yeah, playoffs is a different animal.
Yeah.
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 So what happened to Lamar?
I'm blaming the niggas in the booth.
I'm blaming the playoffs being a different animal.
You know what? I want my conspiracy shit with that Baltimore win. I ain't gonna front.
I don't know, man.
But what I'm saying,
it wasn't just the defense that didn't show up.
No, it was everybody. But this is my point. And it's not like Lamar caught his own pass, my nigga.
That shit was crazy. So the first first quarter was crazy.
Right, so I'm saying, so when you catch your own pass, you out here really trying.
Yeah, he was trying.
If shit's not going your way, shit's not going your way. If niggas is dropping passes and shit, shit's just not
going
just your way.
Is that just the case of these other niggas ain't ready yet?
It might be.
It really might, because this was their first time being there.
That's it.
You know?
That's what I'm saying. That nobody was ready. And you get all that shit talking, bro, and these niggas, what's it called? The way, did you see how the Chiefs was fucking with niggas in warm-ups?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's that mental shit when niggas think it's just a regular game. And they like, nigga, move your shit. Nigga, this shit about to kill the way, you, right? So
this is, we about to take your heart away. And it's like, y'all don't understand. You're going to be thinking about this game for the rest of your life, bro. Like, yeah, we coming for this.
And football, I say this all the time, bro. Football is 12 people on each side. So Lamar could try his hardest. But if them other 10 ain't stepping up, bro, they ain't doing their part. What you supposed to do?
Dude was out right? Getting ready like it was a regular day.
And then they was like, what's it called? Yeah.
Hey, just, take your shit and just throw it.
Get your shit out the way.
I didn't even mean to do that.
It's good. But yeah.
I didn't take your shit and just throw it.
Cuz, nigga, move. This our side of the field. Go to your shit. Yeah, nah, that like, but that.
Are you practicing again?
But that, hey, but I mean, but that's what.
Take your
that's competition. I ain't mad. That's competition, but that's what. Like you said, I don't think they was ready. And when I say conspiracy, Kobe Bryant said, when we talk about that, when we was talking about that Kings-Lakers shit that I always talk about, mm-hmm. And he said, hey, well, they did miss 15 free throws. So, you feel me? You should probably check their bank accounts, too. Mm. You dig? And I was like, huh. Hey, thanks for the perspective. I still hate you.
Yo.
But
you fucking I remember him saying that even they don't play that clip.
Not a lot.
I'm glad you told me.
Not a lot. They don't play.
I don't remember that one.
No, because it was in one of his last interviews, right? And it came, and they asked him about it, and he thought about it. He was like, "Who was the referee?" It was like Donaghy. It was like, well, he was betting on it, so you know. But also, they missed this many free throws. Hmm. You feel me? In a championship game, and you one of the best shooting teams ever. Pager missed a wide open shot. I'm only bringing that up to say when niggas don't.
You always said that too.
When niggas.
When I'd be like, okay. People miss shots. You was like, nah.
Nigga, before Steph, Peja was that guy.
Yeah.
And wide open, going to the championship and it's airball, my nigga. You don't even hit rim from the corner? From the corner, my nigga? From the corner, my nigga? So, only bring that up. Only bring that up to say when you see teams not show up like this. I feel like the man in the black hat showed up and was like, hey, dog,
I got you.
This is what's going to happen. Feel me? And it's like, nigga, get down and lay down. Mm. That's it. And nigga, walk away.
I mean, but that's always going to be a conspiracy. We don't really know.
No, we don't know. But it'd be
looking shaky. And this year, more than any year, because of all the betting, mm-hmm. It's looked shaky, and not just in the NFL and basketball.
And everything. Across the board. But that's what I'm saying, is it's like, it. With all of the betting, when every fucking podcast is sponsored by Prize Picks, mm-hmm. right? And DraftKings and all this other shit. And then you see niggas not show up that have shown up for the last 19 weeks in a row.
This is just a game, though.
It's just one, right? Mm-hmm. It's just, and again, how I be tripping off the early penalties. How I'm like, bro, when they killing your drives.
You know who I just thought of? Joel Embiid. Just not showing up. On the big one.
Just amazing, right? Uh-huh. Wait, 15 minutes before. Wait, you was active and ready to go 15 minutes before. No injuries listed, and now you're not playing?
I wonder why.
Uh-huh. So.
So you coming at it from the smarter angle. I'm coming at it from the, he was scared. I'm just the basic fan thinking.
That's, I mean.
He's scared.
It could.
Scared,
it,
huh?
No,
that's all I'm thinking about.
It could be he's scared, but he's a part-time player.
I don't think these players are actually scared of anything. And it's more about money.
No, I don't know. When you say the players are scared, we're not talking about scared of anything like actually happening, right? Mm-hmm. I'm talking about scared of the blow to your ego / reputation if you get dominated. That's it.
In this one game that doesn't actually matter.
It don't, but it only, you know where it does matter? In the cycle for that 24 hours until the next time you play.
And then,
they gonna ride it until you have a good game. Mm-hmm. So don't get blown out, nigga, and then not play up to your superstar status that they gave you.
After just dropping 70 and then have like a,
15-10 game.
Him. And it's like, you can't have a dud on him.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta show up against him.
Eh. So... So and don't
you
ever.
You know what I'm thinking? He might be avoiding Denver just because it sucks to play in the Mile High.
I don't give a fuck. Look, Doug.
No, but seriously, hey, you know I've what? Heard hey, enough players talk about what, not wanting to hey, play. You know what? That's for me to think he would not want to play.
That's okay, but don't ever tell me you great, nigga, if you're not playing day in, day out, wherever the game is.
I agree with you on that, though. Like, I don't think he's the one that's... You know how Draymond said, no, we figured this out last year, buddy. We figured this out together. I was upset about it. It's not like I was happy to find out.
You see me?
It's not like I was happy to find out. I was off the Joel train. This year, it's like, ah, right, cool. I can't believe in him because I know you're not going to show up when it matters most. And then, you know, that 70-point game, you didn't see me coming to you like, hey, this shit is crazy.
Yeah.
It was more like, oh, that's cool.
Oh, he did it. Oh, cool.
And then the really rest was, of the week.
Really, it was like just more like, it was just crazy. That's 70, 66. Like, everybody else scored
everybody
crazy.
Everybody scores like that now.
Yeah, so it's not really a feat anymore.
There's no defense being played in the NBA.
You can't.
Yeah.
You can't, period.
Yeah, so it's like, a different scoring game.
It's just about scoring, bro. Run it up. That's the whole game plan. Everybody, you know why? I can tell you why. I can point to when it started. That Suns team with Steve Nash.
And that showed that it was more exciting to watch.
More exciting and entertaining, bro. Up and down the court, mm-hmm. fast paced.
D'Antoni was on. That's why they heralded him so much, because it...
He changed the game. He changed the game.
More exciting and made the NBA more profitable because of it.
Exactly.
Yes.
That's it.
And mm-hmm. it's always been that way because mm-hmm. he keeps getting them jobs when he wants.
Yeah. That's it. Yeah. Hey, nah, bro. You changed the game and brought the attention to it in the media era when we constantly looking for clips and highlights and shit to run on, bro. And they run it up and down the court. You score 160 points in a game, everybody got a highlight.
Yeah. And it's not just that. His model of being a star player, everybody's following him. What he did with James Harden, everyone is doing. Luka wouldn't have had 73 if it wasn't for him being James Harden.
Yeah. Letting him rock.
Shai Gilgeous-Alexander wouldn't be the player that he is if he wasn't being like James Harden. Who else in the league? Even Giannis, who can't dribble, wouldn't be who he is if he wasn't at the front of the offense, playing at the top of the key, trying to beat James Harden.
Going downhill, yep.
It doesn't matter what your physical gifts are. If you're the one with the skills, the ball should be in your hands at all times.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he said.
I mean,
spread everybody else out. And whenever anybody collapses, you kick it to the open man, that's a free shot.
You're right, because it's like, I mean, but it seemed, do you think that's made the game better?
If it didn't, everybody would be doing Steve Kerr's thing, where it's, instead of it just being the one guy, everybody's moving, so there's always movement. Well, and his offense looks beautiful when it works, but it's harder to do.
I think the difference is, like, the movement is what basketball was. And the James Harden effect is the AAU style or high school basketball, where it's like, hey, bro, we got this one insanely talented kid that can jump out the gym. We gonna throw the ball to him on the inbound and see what he do.
But right? You always tell us it ain't really about winning. It's
entertainment. Yeah, it's entertainment. It's not about the game. Like, the game is the last piece of this puzzle.
And D'Antoni
is entertainment.
The chess piece, you know, the chess move that makes it always work. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Like we can do this every time.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what they do every time. And if you have a star player in your city, it's different now. We can hold on to him. That's why that changes the offseason. They don't go into the offseason anymore
mm-hmm.
and go into free agency. There's no stars that go into free agency.
Nah, they lock him in, 100 million.
Pascal was very adamant this time around about going into the offseason mm-hmm. and controlling his own fate. And before he got to the offseason, before he even got to the trade deadline, last week of it, before any of that, he was already traded. Because we going to get this deal done, son.
Yo, because I'm going to be the guy. Or I know my role, right? Yeah, like, I'm comfortable with what I'm going to do there. I mean, I can't be mad at him for controlling his fate, because we've seen multiple niggas' careers get thrown into the trash can.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, as much as we want to say, like, oh, you got to do the things the team asks you, it's like, if you know your role, you know what you're good at.
And you know your worth, it's different now.
Yeah, absolutely.
This is why fucking Jordan Poole got paid. It's like, niggas is looking at him crazy now, and it's like, yo, I did what I did. I know, bruh, what I'm worth out
I know, here. Look, I got paid. I got paid to play in Golden State. Y'all sent me to DC. I'm not mad at it, all right? But I ain't get paid to play.
Honestly, if y'all want me to be the dude, y'all gotta put the team around me.
Y'all gotta. Like, y'all...
it ain't wrong though.
It's not wrong.
It's just that it looked crazy.
Well, because you don't know what the problem with Steve Kerr's offense is. He can make players look amazing that can't operate outside of his offense. Because they've already, whatever skills they had before, they could have, every NBA player could be James Harden. I'd say that. Right? If you give them the space and the time to do whatever the fuck they do with the ball.
Julius Randle.
Every player could be, give them the ball and the space, bro. Let them figure it out, right?
You can have one good year, bro.
Hey, that's it. Bro, but when they give you the ball and say, hey, it's your team, you rock with it, you running the offense and shit like Giannis, you ain't got to dribble. You ain't got to, as long as you're the guy, you back to high school.
Do what you do.
Back to high school days when you was the guy and you was running up the court.
Do what you do.
Right? But Jordan Poole came, they broke that in him. Right, they broke him all the way down and turned him into the little Steph. But Steph need the whole team to be that way, right? Now you want him over there, and you trying to be like, all right, bro, do the James Harden.
Nah, he got into the yeah.
They telling him
happy
that,
about it too. Like, yeah, I got this. Cool.
No, and it was like
all the shots I want. It's gonna be nice.
But you the only one that niggas is defense D'ing up because you got the money. Like niggas is getting contracts for blocking you up.
Like, make him look bad, and they making you look bad. And we laughed at him last year just for having this kind of defense, and that was just one thing. Now and there was enough
exposed.
Of his, you know, dribbling it off his legs on offense where we saw, hey, when it really comes to this pressure, bro, he got some time left.
Yeah. You know?
He got some growing to do. Now he out there on his own, bro. They threw that little bird out there, man.
Man, hey, I see. You know what? It's okay. I've seen a bird get kicked out the nest. And he hopped around the yard.
We got so off topic.
Let me get there. He hopped around the yard. Feel me? But he was like, he was squawking and shit. The mom was trying to help this nigga find food. She led the nigga to the thing. And she was yelling at this nigga. It's right there.
Still not seeing it.
Hey, but you know, a couple days, he got that shit. Know what I mean? He grew into it. He could hunt on his own. He flew by himself. Feel me? Jordan Poole just, might be a year or two. He got some time. He got it. But he gonna get there. He gonna get there. It's not fair, bro. What year is he in?
4 or 5.
Steph was not Steph until what year? How many ankle surgeries did that boy have before he really start whopping?
Okay, so before, because it's not fair.
So was Jordan Poole. He was
way more consistent from the jump.
Okay.
From the jump of his career. Uh-huh. And even when he wasn't playing that much, he was more consistent than Jordan Poole. And then when they started shooting threes more is when he started going off.
Yeah.
It wasn't even that, because he was still a star on the team before he was shooting threes like that. But that's when it took off.
But I'm saying he wasn't like an all-star and shit like that.
It wasn't till he
That's was, what I'm saying.
But you that's don't understand. I'm saying. Nobody was shooting threes like that, so it was different. It was like he was still nice before then. You know, he was like fringe all-star.
He's still nice?
Hell no. Nah. He wasn't fringe all-star. That nigga's cool. You know? DeJounte Murray's like a better version of him. You know, he plays defense. And that's it.
He put his hands out. I got you. I understand.
Fucking A.
Well, we were talking about the Super Bowl and then switched it to basketball.
Because we got to Joel Embiid. It's like, yo, what's up with this nigga?
Hey, but I mean, Yeah, they just let him do it, dog. And I'm really tired of it's the same. I said the same shit for the last 4 or 5 years. I'm tired of niggas saying how great somebody is, and then when you really look at them, it's like, nigga, they don't come to work every day. they not when you need them to be them, they not them, and they got some excuses, or they crying, or they do some bullshit at the interview or something. And it's like, what is this?
They put up, he can only miss like what, 6 more games, or he can't even be eligible for MVP.
Yeah, he gonna miss him.
It's like, it don't really
matter. Nah, you know what's gonna happen? He gonna miss him, and then he gonna appeal or some shit. I promise you.
It ain't even gonna matter, because I don't think, the fact that he got one already is all that really matters. He got one.
Should have never got that.
But like, yeah. Well, yeah. Hindsight's 2020. Hey, going into the playoffs. Some niggas
had glasses then.
Is the thing that matters more this year is him going into the playoffs if you really don't show up. Because this is a team. You know, like, this mm-hmm. is like the Niners. Like, this is your year. This is the year you should show up.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking Baltimore, who didn't show up. This is the year that your whole team should show up. Not yeah, just Lamar Jackson.
Right.
So, what happens with them when they get to the playoffs? Because that team seems like it's ready. But mm-hmm. Joel Embiid,
is he ready?
If he shrinks in the moment again, you know, this is kind of like a legacy moment.
Well, what did he say last time? He said they didn't have the people around him.
Yeah, so...
Right? So I predict he gonna be on that same bullshit if they get bounced.
I'm not gonna predict anything. I want to see.
Cause I
wanted to be a fan of Cuz.
He ain't done nothing with him, but prove me right over and over again. So
and I can't have that. Right? That's a problem for me.
So feel me. I think he just gonna do what he do. And blame everybody else when it don't work, go his way.
And I can't have that. I don't want to hear it. I really don't want to hear it. So we look, and then the Clippers as a unit is just funny to me, because it's like, I believe they're going to be the unit that just breaks down or just stops. It's like, I quit now.
Like, you know what? I
it's going to be Russ as, out there by himself.
As much as you say that, I don't, as much as... As much as history would tell us.
That nigga's that, still out there after dark, bro. Still playing hard.
Yeah.
Everybody else went home.
He's still there, right? Regardless. He going to be out there.
That's my prediction for that team.
I mean, I hear you, because history has told us that's what they all do. But I don't think that's the case in this case. And the reason I say that is because everything for the Clippers is in the right direction. With even though these cats are at the ends of their career because of the amount of years they put in, right? It's like everything has came as a perfect storm. And if they could get a championship before they could go into that $1 billion stadium, go crazy. If they like, they got
LA too. Though.
They got four LA dudes.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, no, that's like, what I'm saying.
This makes it look different.
That's what I'm saying. The way that they playing together, the way that everybody's healthy. The way that they seem happy to be around each other. Like, it's not no drama on the team. It's not, we focused on the championship type friction just shit.
Happy to do this.
Nah, bro, we trying and we can play with each other. Mm-hmm. I think that they got the best chance.
They got the best story.
Yeah, like every
they from there.
Everything, bro. Yeah. Four LA dudes on the Clippers who have been trash my whole life, right? And they going into their own stadium finally. They not going to be... They got not gonna
every
be
player at, too. What's it called? Is on that like we trying to prove it again type of thing.
Yeah, they all at the point where they can't. There you can't promise the next season. Y'all all who knows what's gonna happen later, bro. If you're healthy now, go now. And Russ, we already know what he bring. We know Harden when he decide to work, he can get it in, right? Paul George has been consistent, even though I ain't never liked him. And what's his name? And Kawhi, same thing, bro. Consistent as shit. Even though I ain't never really fucked with him like that.
You got two former MVPs and a Finals MVP on that team.
You got a squad, man. They got and an engine, bro. Russ, like you said, everybody go home. He's still out there playing hard.
I could be wrong,
but
I do predict that that's what that team was going to be.
I hear you. I can't. I'm not going to knock your prediction because, like I said, history is on your side. But I think because the story is so great, and you know, one for the Gipper type shit. Like, know what I mean?
The fact that you put it together. If they win this before going to that stadium in L.A., they're going to be heralded forever. You know what I mean? And they all from there.
That's so, what I'm saying.
We're going to try harder this year, maybe more than ever.
That's my point.
I hope to see it. I ain't against it. Yeah. Because like you said, the Clippers ain't never been nothing.
Mm-mm.
Nothing.
They've had teams that were exciting.
In my life, they've had more teams that were exciting. Yeah.
They've had them, but they wasn't winners. So to be a winning team in LA and moving
sure that shit and that was their chance right there.
Yeah. No, but when if you get a chance to be winners as you're moving out of the Lakers shadow, right? You bring a championship to your own stadium. You're not bringing it to the Staples Center. You're bringing it to your own shit. I feel like that's a great motivation.
Mm-hmm. And it's like, yo, we have more stars.
Mm-hmm.
We have more stars going to this new arena. That's in the hood. You know, mm-hmm. we in the middle of
Inglewood or something.
Yeah, we in the middle of where y'all want us to be. Mm-hmm. Damn, we the hometown heroes. We about to be the hometown hero team, bro. Yeah.
Fuck them
gold niggas over there. And for everybody that really felt like that, they go, yeah, fuck them niggas over there.
Yep.
When you from here, they're like the Raiders or some shit.
Yeah, exactly.
People really like the Raiders.
Exactly. Raiders ain't won in nobody's
life. Forever, bro. But they, you know, just the memory of them.
That's it.
From hey, God
knows. Hold on to it. Like the most recent memory is the Tuck Rule. That shit's sad,
and that shit sucks for me to see. Like
everybody.
Bro, and it's like damn,
everybody but the Patriots.
Yeah, that was cold. That was cold.
So speaking of Super Bowl shit, Taylor Swift Super Bowl, bruh. I fuck with Taylor. So I ain't got no problem.
I'm not mad at Taylor either, bad, bro. Bruh. Everywhere shout she out. Show up, money is
she, bruh. She be killing them out here.
I'm just mad at her name being involved in anything.
Nah, you know what? I saw a sweater that said, go Taylor's boyfriend. Get your bread,
no,
son.
But for real.
Get your bread. Hey.
You got to accept it. This nigga, he accepted it?
Yeah, he know what's up.
At first, he was like, man, it's kind of wild. Then it was like,
you better
kick this shit out. We kissed her a couple times on the field and shit. Get these hugs in and shit for the cameras. Make sure it's all smiles at all times, nigga. This shit is working.
Yo, everything is moving. Nigga, the podcast probably gained 100,000 subscribers every day.
Every little thing that they doing is working, bro.
I ain't mad. I just hope that we can beat them. But that's also why it's amazing because it's just like white greatness attacking each other.
That's real. They don't even like her. What is that about? Right?
Well, nah, look.
It's like Brock Purdy.
Nah, like, check it.
Like white greatness attacking each other.
It's fucking the
they don't like
no
her.
Look, the Chiefs and the Niners fan base.
It ain't even, but it ain't even. Wow.
Yeah, when you think about it.
But seriously, what's up with that shit?
Why they don't like Taylor?
Yeah.
Because women listen to her. She got like the white, I don't know about urban women or any other nationality. I know for sure white women that go to Target a lot listen to Taylor Swift. I only put Target in there because it play on the fucking speakers. That's the only reason I put it in there. That's the only reason I put it in there.
It's Tarjay.
But all right, bet. So, but that's a wide block of people. And like I said, bro, when she first started dating, bro, she showed up to the game in some Converse. Got them sold out on the website. Feel me? She pulled up. She got a specific jersey or some shit. And they got it sold out on the website. They want to be like
she
Taylor.
Got power, bro.
Yeah.
She got crazy bro, kind of power she, like that.
No, she real influencer. She Michael Jackson of this day, but niggas don't want to respect it.
Because she's the white girl, bro.
That's exactly it. Yeah. No, bro, you got it, nigga. I understand. I ain't mad at her, bro. I see her moving. Do your thing, girl.
I get it.
Because
everything
bro,
she do.
And think about it like about this. It. When Kanye did that shit to her. Was what 2008?
2009,
nigga. How many years ago was that?
That was a long time.
15.
Still hate her for that.
15 years, bro.
I'm never forgiving him for that.
No,
it was her moment.
But And you see what I'm saying? You see what I'm saying? You see what I'm saying? So, hey, I get it. I ain't mad at you. Do your thing, bro. This is going to be. They go.
And that wasn't even like a big award. That was like MTV.
It was, yeah, exactly. It wasn't nothing. But that's what I'm saying. That's why people have a problem with Taylor Swift, is because she's Michael Jackson of the last 15 years.
In the influencer age.
Yeah, without trying to influence you.
I ain't never heard her take no stance on nothing.
The only chances I've ever seen her take was, I want my music back. Feel me? And she be standing on the right, like, she do the right things. You feel me? Whatever, anytime I've ever heard her talk, I can't think of anything specifically, but anything she's ever stood on has been like, hey, don't be doing no bullshit. That's hey, do you think, the fuck is that? Nobody should do that.
Is it like abortion or something? Like, hey,
in those areas,
that can be something that can make of like whatever they call it, people on the left or the right. No, but absolutely I'm saying, hate.
But you. In those areas, she's where we are. Mm-hmm. Hey, bro, some things are necessary. So I'm not going all out ban it. I'm not going to do that. We need to think about this.
That can make a lot of people hate you.
Yeah. So they hate her. They hate her, one, because she don't pick a side. They tried to say she was a Democratic psyop. Because women follow her like that, and it's like, bruh, she's a white girl.
I've never heard her talk about anything.
She before. Don't. She's.
I ain't never even seen her sit in a political anything.
She don't. That she, bruh, she make music and mind her business. I'm not saying she don't donate. I'm not saying she don't do that, right? But in the public eye, unless you following her, bruh, we in the public. We don't see her doing nothing like that. She don't pop up. I've seen Snoop talk about fucking Trump or Biden way more than I've ever seen Taylor Swift say anything.
Yeah. Yeah.
In the influencer age, she's not trying to influence you. Nah. She's that girl, bruh. She's that bitch. Let her rock.
What's they call her? The Swifties?
Yeah, let her rock, bruh. Yeah. Ain't mad. She can sing. She got talent. She can play the guitar. I don't know about her dancing. I ain't never watched her. You know what I mean? But but you gotta respect
she's a white girl through and through.
Good for her, dog. You know, hey, but you know what that means to me? She tries.
She's perfect for this.
She tries.
She's awesome.
Shout out, bro. She's
authentically herself.
Yeah. Do that. And I think she brought Ed Sheeran, you know that dude?
I mean, I heard of him, and I think I know his music if you put it on.
I think he came up with her, so she brought and she brought it up. Like, you know what I mean? What you supposed to do?
Power, son.
How are you supposed to? Why y'all hate?
You know what, bro? The only next thing for her to do, I feel like we said this before, is her to get into like
politics.
No, some kind of rap shit.
No, she got her crossover. She got some already. She got a song with Kendrick, bro. What you mean?
I didn't know that.
Hold on, bro. Hold on, bro. Hold on. Hey, you gotta talk while I search this, bro.
I didn't know she had a rap song.
I feel like
that's the only cross left to make. Where it's
she
like,
already got it. She didn't already win.
If she can bring some female fans to her, you know, like the bees, the Beyonce people.
Uh huh.
If she could bring some of those to her side, like if she had a song with Beyonce,
I think she do, bro. Everything you saying, I think she
already did that.
Yeah, look, Bad Blood song by Kendrick Lamar and Taylor Swift. Hold up. Hold up. You said Taylor Swift and Beyonce, right?
Does she really have a song with Beyonce, bro? Let me get an album then. Because if the song didn't hit like it should have, we need a whole album.
Hold on.
We need a Jay-Z Linkin Park.
Hold on.
You know what I mean?
Like, nah, you know what? Linkin you know what?
Lives on forever.
You know what? They don't have a song together. They don't.
We need that cross.
We need that. Yeah. Now, right? But Beyonce. But check this out, though. But check this out.
I feel like Beyonce got the power.
But check this out, though. Check this out. Beyonce and Taylor Swift's full friendship timeline. So they cool.
So they cool with each other.
They right.
They better be planning this shit.
Hey, it's going to drop after the Super Bowl.
Or something. Why are we waiting? That's what I wanted. Like, I've been a fan of something. Why are we waiting?
Bring this out. That's hella funny, yo. But fair. Like, that's what I'm saying, though. She, like, people hate on Taylor Swift. Like, my partner was hating, like, and they was cutting to her stuff, and it's like, y'all don't understand how she moved the needle. She, the way people tune in because she's involved, because she's there, Oh, man. That's
the cutaways alone just tells you something.
They don't.
How often they cut the camera to
think,
her face. No,
well, think about it like this. They always show the celebrities at the games. Always.
But they don't cut to just anybody. Like, if Kevin Hart was exactly. down there, we're going to cut to him just because he's entertaining mm-hmm. all the time. Let's just see what he does.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
But they're not cutting for your reaction.
My nigga, she's not entertaining. She's just sitting there chilling and living her life. Bro. Yeah. But we want to see how she feels about every
She an American princess. We got to understand that.
That's kind of cool, bro. You know, can we get her in a Disney cartoon? Can we just get her like in a little cameo? Like a little Disney cameo?
Bro, don't make me start looking up Taylor Swift facts. Don't make me look up Taylor Swift facts, bro, because I will. Because I'll be like, yo, she got movies. She got movies.
That South Park, bro. Simpsons did it. Like, she
She been down, bro. What do you mean?
Oh, man.
She's 15 years in the game at this point, and I think she was like 4 or 5 in at that point. Like, bro, she dubbing the game. You gotta respect her for that.
I'm not hating on Taylor Swift. We just had a whole thing about Taylor. We don't even listen to her.
No, not at all, bro.
None of her music.
But we understand.
I know. Wait, Shake It. Shake It. Is it Shake It Off? Shake It Off. Shake It Off.
Sound about right. Or,
I think I know more Miley Cyrus music than I do.
This nigga was listening to Hannah Montana.
I remember the show. Her shit was the shit. It was the shit.
Wow. Okay. Women's basketball, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, now, the only reason I put it up there is because the, South Carolina game, South Carolina somebody game, got more viewership than...
Against LSU, right?
Yeah, I think than the NBA game or something like that. And I feel like we've been talking about this.
Because they're coming up. Mm-hmm. It is a different time now than I feel like we've ever had with female sports in general.
Mm-hmm.
But for the NBA, the WNBA,
mm-hmm.
it's an exciting sport. And we always talked about the fact that they have to have skill to be out there in the first place. So because basketball is the way it is, mm-hmm. it's not necessarily that you need to be dunking in order to be impressive to watch.
Right.
And they compete.
Mm-hmm.
If they're competing and they're good,
yeah, you're gonna watch
it's good enough to watch.
Absolutely. I agree.
It's always been good enough to watch. I always agree. But uh-huh. now that the social media age and the clips are circulating more, people are watching it more just in general. So when big games happen, we know the names more.
Right.
We've seen these players more. We've seen the highlights. We might tune in.
What's crazy is I didn't see some of these girls since they was like seniors in high school.
See what
and
I so mean?
It's like, I know, like you said, I know their names and things like that. And it's like, oh, she over there now? Or that's who she played for?
She's either, it might be college or it could be the WNBA. Mm-hmm. And it's like, oh, shit. And they going off.
Yeah.
See more highlights. Yeah. And it's just like the male game. And we didn't have that correlation before. Before, when you had WNBA players, it was what you heard of them. And then until you tuned in, which none of us were, mm-hmm. you only hear about it. How many times have you heard about Lisa Leslie? You know what I mean?
I mean, I used to watch.
But how many people have heard about her and never watched the game?
Fair.
How many times have you heard about Candace Parker and never watched the game?
Fair.
How many times have you heard about the
Rebecca Lobo?
I don't even know who that is.
Oh, damn.
Right. I'm thinking... And I love basketball.
Don Staley, like
I'm trying to think of the one that Sue Bird, retired.
Oh yeah, she was amazing.
Who has actually watched her play?
Right.
Of any of her career.
Mm-hmm.
And these people were some of the greatest in their sport.
Mm-hmm.
But now we get like this media age. I think it's dope, and especially with Caitlin Clark coming up. Bro, I want everybody possible to ride this train.
Caitlin Clark is packing stadiums.
My nigga.
She turning up everywhere. She another American princess. That's my new term.
I hope so.
That's my new term.
But I hope so.
I think so.
But I hope because she's a basketball player and she's competitive, I hope she's more like, you know, Tupac or some shit. Like I want her to come out talking shit.
She not gonna do that.
She kinda do though.
No, she keeps it on the court.
On the court.
But we gonna see how that translates to the WNBA and if they're going to put the money behind the marketing as needed, right? Because, again, because the NBA is where it's at because of Nike and Michael Jordan.
Back up for a second. I think the person I want to correlate that to or to compare it to is Luka. The way Luka came into the league where he had that a certain kind of confidence about him.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. She's going to step up with that. She's going to step in with that.
That's what I want to see from her. Well, but Luka came out like, I'm a motherfucking G. I don't care what anybody says. Mm-hmm. I'm about to take these shots.
Y'all know.
I'm about to do. And then you hear, what's the point guard who has all the stories about the NBA now?
Jeff Teague.
He was just talking about how it was like, hey, you going to let the white boy take all the shots? And it's like, hey, yes. That motherfucker's for real. like, for real. He's fucking for real.
He the one.
They do that at 18.
Mm-hmm.
He's like 23 now, 24.
Yeah.
And now we really know, 73. It's like, you know, Luka is that dude. Caitlin Clark might have some 73 games in the WNBA.
That's possible.
We need to be watching her before she gets there. Don't turn it on after she done had the, oh my God, Caitlin Clark did this. And it's like, you know, nobody saw.
No, well, I think that's the, I think we're, like you said, we're getting there though because of the media age. And the numbers are saying that like, everywhere she going, they packed out. Like, yo, when you packing out the football arena for a basketball game, that's different. like,
oh, I said it's so dope. I call it a LeBron of, the, you know,
but that's what like I was saying sports. Though. So as I was saying, what matters is the marketing that's behind her and the league going forward. Because the NBA is not the NBA without Michael Jordan.
True.
Period. Mm-hmm. And that was off of marketing and culture. It wasn't because the basketball was so amazing. He did his part, but shit didn't blow up until niggas was fucking with his shoes like that. And his brand, right? And when you had the Jordan commercials and the cartoons and shit, and he was on your Wheaties boxes. When the marketing is that heavy in your face, right? It elevates the sport in other people's faces. Lisa Leslie, Rebecca Lobo, Don Staley have all been on Wheaties boxes, right? But they was in their USA uniform, not in their WNBA shit.
Not the same.
You see what I'm saying?
Not the same.
So if it's not, I'm with you. I wanted to expand. But to do that, everything got to lock in and be like, okay, because like we seen dudes wearing women's shoes. They wearing, what's her name?
We about to see the people of all ages wearing Caitlin Clark jerseys.
Hey, that's great.
And not just where she goes to wherever she ends up getting drafted.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be her college jersey because it's like, no, I started as a fan of her back then.
But that's what, and I'm cool with that. Right?
I hope, you know what I mean?
But I'm saying it's really like I'm saying it's not. It's not in our hands as fans, right? We can be fans of people, and if they don't catch on, they don't catch on. It's literally how the masses, not even the masses, how the companies market this product. Because we've seen they do a shit job with the WNBA. The NBA marketing team does a shit job with the WNBA.
Yeah.
Period.
But we got cool things happening. Well, it's always because of the players now. Like Steph Curry and the Sabrina girl,
mm-hmm.
who's she can shoot.
Yeah.
So it's one of those like, yo, I want to get, you know, a three-point contest with her.
No, that should be fine. Mm-hmm.
They could do that for the All-Star game.
Mm-hmm.
Remember what I was talking about? Like, anything that goes into All-Star weekend is just more publicity for them.
Yeah. And if you do, the basketball is a genderless sport. If you can mix those things, the skill competitions and things, with your WNBA players, that expands the league. That these are the things that I'm talking about. Where I'm like the little things that matter. Where we need to know these people's names, but we're not tuning into the game. So you got to put them in front of us. It's the same reason why you have your. Remember watching wrestling? The cats that would wrestle on Saturdays would just be in the stands at Monday Night Raw, but they get the shout out. Like we was just talking about, you putting the camera on Taylor Swift or any of the other celebrities. Right, it's to promote you. Oh, hey, look, it's Kevin Hart. He got a new special coming out. Oh, hey, look, he got a new album coming out this Friday. Like, that's the whole idea.
Yeah. Literally.
So when you got all your WNBA players around participating, so showing off their skills and just around,
we just to see them.
The familiarity becomes.
I know their names. Mm-hmm. I've seen her before. Like you say, I want to see them because they're women in general. it always is just a good thing to just put them out there.
And I'm telling you, dog, if they would just get on board with my
fashion thing, you're not wrong, bro.
I follow a few NBA, WNBA players and their teams just to see what they be wearing to the game. So if they could just put that on TV.
And they do it for the men all the time.
And these niggas can't dress for shit.
We don't want to see that. We don't want to see that. So,
bro, why didn't Steph have on? Don't hate on Steph.
Steph is
having
some problems
right now. Check, yeah, because who dressed this nigga?
Nah, bro. You know what? I understand. You don't understand
what
we're going through as fans right now.
I understand.
You understand what
I understand that he had on the same shoes this chick had on at the club with the bell-bottom pants. I understand.
He had bell-bottom pants on?
Over the shoes.
You understand what we're going through right now?
I do.
You don't understand.
I do. He was wearing it.
He's stressed.
Yeah, his clothes look like it.
He's stressed. All right?
He ripped his jersey.
Things are not working out. All right? So don't get on my boy Steph right now. He's going through some shit.
Nah,
bro. It's like Will Smith, bro.
Get on the party, bro. Fuck that.
He going through some shit.
Nah, we don't let you slide.
You don't know what that bald demon is going to him at all.
Bruh, oh my god.
We don't know what he's going through.
Nah, hey, I know. This thing's fucked up.
Are you transitioning into my Warriors now? Is this just your opportunity to strike?
I was really just going to shoot at what he was wearing before that loss to the Lakers. Like,
I don't even remember. I just know.
No, I can tell you. It's burned into my head because he had, like, first off, his shirt and tank top looked like he should have been in Scarface. Like, he had the powder blue button up, but it was open, and he had the tank top underneath, right? But then he had the bell bottoms on, right? So it's like, okay, you're going for the 70s look. And then he had some, like, platform, fat, chunky shoes. And I was like, yo, I just seen a chick with those.
Oh, like had his metro.
The way he was dressed, it was like, you're not trying to win tonight.
Nigga going through some shit, bro.
Who dressed you? Stop, like, you feel me? I feel like, you know how they tell you, you look good, play good. Feel me? You look good, you play good. You did not look good, dog. I'm telling you, didn't feel like you. You know how niggas walk with confidence? He walked like somebody in a fashion show that did not like the shit they put on him. Like, he drove up not wearing that.
I'm not liking the way we looking out here. I'm dressing the way I feel.
Like a fool.
That's how I feel out here, you know?
I'm sorry, dog. I just can't help it.
You trying to get your jokes off. I'm trying to let you know it's bad. It's really bad right now.
It happens.
It's not good. Did you see that game against the Lakers?
I didn't.
That was
I did
an incredible
see.
Game.
They said it was an instant classic.
It was incredible.
Mm-hmm.
And LeBron being who LeBron is, that dude is incredible.
Yeah, we know.
How old is he? Like 56? That shit is crazy, bro. How does he do it?
Good. The hyperbaric chamber, bro.
Turnarounds and shit. He's automatic from three now. It's like...
He got more threes than Clay.
I mean, look, he's got a good 7 years on him, if not more than that.
Uh huh.
When did he? Clay was drafted in 2011. He was drafted in 2003.
Two.
So.
Two or three.
Look, he's got a shit ton more years on Clay. Uh-huh. Clay was hurt for some years, so I get it.
But he caught him though. I see you rationalizing it
because
but check
he's
this
broken
out.
Every
rationalized
record.
It but check this out, bro. Clay Thompson came in shooting what 1,000 threes a year? Some ridiculous. Like,
no.
Are you sure? Yes. Like, we can look these numbers up, but I'm not gonna look.
You can't look them up. It's not that many. No, it's...
but. He came in year after year for like 10 years. He was putting up like 500.
He ain't even top 10.
That's the problem.
But he's not even top 10.
Bruh,
there's some people over him on that list already that we'd be like, they're over top 10.
When somebody don't start shooting three-pointers till
the
15.
Nigga was hurt.
When somebody don't start shooting three-pointers till 15 years into their career.
Oh, hell nah, bro. Hell no, nah. He is not Michael Jordan, bro. He was shooting threes from the year one. Nah.
He wasn't making them, bitches.
He was making enough of them. He was making more than 100. All right? So, nah, we're not giving you that. We're not giving you that. LeBron has been a scorer his whole career.
Yeah, to the basket.
We just don't give him the, like, you to know, the basket, efficient the numbers. Yeah. And now he is. He's efficiently scoring and shooting, which is kind of crazy because, like I said, he didn't turn around.
He's getting better over time.
This nigga looks, like, nice. All right? And we wouldn't have said that before. And before, it would have been like, yo, he got hot. He had a good game. Nah, this nigga always is going to be hot if you leave him open. That shit crazy. Yeah, he added to his repertoire at 57 years old. That shit is crazy.
Keep making him old.
I don't understand how he does it, bro. This nigga's ageless. The hyperbaric chamber. It don't even matter how old he is. He's ageless.
No.
That nigga's the ageless wonder, bro. And he is not an aging person.
He stopped at a certain point.
He stopped when his hair started. When he started losing hair. That's when he stopped. That nigga doesn't age anymore.
Yeah, bro, it's a healthy diet.
Fucking no. That nigga got some sunbeams from fucking space and just he paid for them shits and just been eating them. Like, y'all don't even know.
Nah, but yeah. So, what's up with y'all Warriors? Because you started to go off on how incredible LeBron was, and we know that. We understand. He's not the topic.
Steph is still incredible. Steph is still nice. Steph is really great.
Steph is one player on a team called the Warriors. And we talking about the Warriors as a whole.
Yeah, my team's not doing well. Kaminga's doing better.
I've seen that.
It's really cool.
Yeah, huh?
Yeah, it's really cool.
They said he cut his hair and got better. They said he got the
fuck cut, too.
He had the Mickey Mouse. Bro, they had him with the Mickey Mouse, the M, you know?
He did, though. He did. And my nigga came out there looking fucked up. He said, I don't even care no more.
Cut your hair.
Started bawling the fuck out. But honestly, it might have been one of those things where it's like, you know, behind closed doors, it's like, you know, you with the team. And it's like, oh, do something to prove to us, like, you really about this shit. Get this nigga a fucked up cut. and ball the fuck out. We'll let you ball out, but
you got to do it with the fucked up cut.
Because he you know, try to dress nice, come into your game, and it's like, you aren't that dude yet. You know what I mean? On this team specifically.
You know what, though?
You need to prove it to us.
Hey, you know what, though? I hear you.
I really feel like this might have been a hazing moment.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Like, I agree. Especially when you're telling me he was carrying himself like he believes himself to be. You look good. You play good. My braids is always nice.
I'm nice.
Nigga, my clothes is always right.
I'm nice.
And they like, nigga, we going to cut your hair off. We're going to break you down.
We got to show us that you willing
you
to.
You committed.
Yeah. You commit to this. And be, well, you know, made fun of or whatever. And ball out.
Hey,
at the same
you know
time.
What? I hate all fraternities. I'd have quit. I'd have been
I
like,
promise
fuck
you,
to me.
You, yeah. You would have quit? He said, fuck it, I'm buckling down. I'm going to get this fucked up haircut, and we're going to do this shit. He's doing this shit.
You know why? You know why? I'd be upset only because I know how long it takes to get your hair long enough to braid. And you're going to cut... No, first off, you're going to cut my braids off. Second, you're going to give me a fucked up cut. You're not gonna let me get it.
That nigga, bro.
Fuck you niggas, bruh. Like, oh God. All right, nigga. Hell nah.
He drum like that.
Fuck you. No, we not doing this. We not. It's a fight, bruh. And don't give me the ball because I'm never passing it back. Nigga, ever. Nobody's getting that shit from me. Nigga, fuck the offense.
Bro, do you understand
I'm out of here.
Kid has had to go through to try to make it on this team?
Yeah, that's another reason why I'm saying fuck. Hey, I'm like, yo, you mad because I be trying? You mad because I look good? You mad, nigga? Fuck you, old ass niggas. Get me out of here.
Yeah, he did that once.
And they said, nah, we gonna keep you. Hey, ain't nothing worse than, like, you know how you be yelling at your mom and shit, you be fighting, trying to leave. Like, and they're like, nigga, lock the door on your way back in.
He'll be all right. We ain't worried about him.
He's not going nowhere.
You do that shit in front of company and they be like,
this nigga, shut up. Fake ass. Oh,
it's like we took his game system. He's upset.
He tripping.
He's upset. You know, he'll be okay.
He'll get over it.
That's really how I feel like they treat him. Steve Kerr don't give a fuck about this nigga feelings. I promise you that. He don't give a fuck about what he going through. You'll be all right, nigga. The other dudes on this team is going through so much more.
Hey, you know what?
Just because we haven't talked about it, and we try to stay away from like things that really dampen the mood. But Decky passed away on the team, and that was like another
thing. Absolutely.
Last week, we didn't talk about it, and this week, we're about to pass it up. Just want to acknowledge that, you know, he was a big part of that team. Mm-hmm. And, you know, just rest in peace. Because I know they're still going through that as a team. Mm-hmm. That's another problem. It's like I just piling onto the list of things that's happening with the Warriors right now.
Mm-hmm.
They just randomly lost one of their coaches at a team dinner. You know, had a heart attack.
Oh, wait, you know the details. Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah. It happened a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, no, so. I know, Brett passed away, rest in peace. But I didn't know any of the details. I just knew he passed away.
Yeah, so they were at a team dinner, and, you know, players were there. So it wasn't everybody, but some were there. Yeah. You don't know who. But it happened in front of everybody. So it's like, you know, you go to the hospital and hope that everything is okay, and then you find out that he passed away.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure that was extremely hard.
That's definitely hard.
With. And then, you know, they had like a week off and had to come back and play.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, you know, just so much goes into that.
Yeah. No, that's not – it's not – that's not easy to deal with, especially if you were there.
Like, and then we're going to keep talking about basketball as the weeks go on, as if that didn't still affect them. It's still affecting them.
It's going to affect them, but as a heartless individual, you still got a job to do.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, like, as sad as losing somebody is, like, that shit, it's not... It's nothing that you get over, especially if you were there, if you were close to him, right? People always say how you just got to get over it. You never get over it. The niggas is with you forever.
And this is one of those, and this isn't just somebody that was like around on the team. This is a dude that's passing the ball to you every day.
Yeah.
As you try to take your jump shots.
Yeah.
He's teaching me how to do things
mm-hmm.
to further my career. And not just that, he's known all across the league. They were talking about him like every international player would come up and embrace him.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like at each game, we coming up to with a big smile on our face mm-hmm. to see this guy. He was heralded around the league. Everybody mm-hmm. loved him. So it wasn't just some random guy. It was a huge monumental player to a lot of, you know.
Yeah, no, but that's what I'm saying is it's like that's not something that you just walk away from,
mm-mm.
right? You never get over that. But again... As an adult,
you gotta compartmentalize
because it's you still have a job to do. Mm-hmm. Like your feelings is hurt. You still got a job to do. You sad. You still got a job to do. Like that's for anybody, regardless of what your job is. Like you lose a loved one, you still might have to go to work the next day. Mm-hmm. You might have to go to work that afternoon. Some shit. Yeah. Like
you gotta find a way to get yourself into a mindset that
you can get through.
Headspace
mm-hmm.
that you can get through. Yeah.
Like, and it's not easy. So especially when you try, and then you got to turn that into a competition mm-hmm. in certain professions. That's not easy to do. So I can understand that they going through stuff, and it's tough. I'm not gonna say it is, but being a human is tough. Nigga, emotions and everything.
I just wanted to, throw that out there because we talking about the team. And
I appreciate that because that's something real. Mm-hmm. Like, fuck basketball, fuck anything else, bro. If I'm at a dinner and somebody have a heart attack and then they don't come to work the next day, mm-hmm. like, in forever, that's a problem. That hurts.
Yeah.
Like, period. There's nothing else to say about
things
that.
Things change just because of that. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah, it's probably going to be different for that team going forward.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So we're gonna have to see how that works out for them. But yeah, man, my Warriors got some major issues, dude. We got major issues all around. I don't know if they're gonna make any trades. I don't know if they really want to. But the thing about Kuminga that I was basically trying to get to is because he had this really good week,
mm-hmm.
he went from being the guy that everyone was saying we got to package him with something to get something back to being the guy that we're saying is untouchable because he's obviously the future. Just because he finally got, you know, a chance. A real chance.
Yeah.
Not just some 20-minute game.
Well, being that they've had these things happen, you don't know if they're going to move anybody because that makes you already going through shit as a family, mm-hmm. right? We going through this together. It's like, so me moving you somewhere, bringing somebody else in is definitely going to fuck up any chemistry that we might have or don't have. Mm-hmm. Like, whatever the family vibes is, right? And now we done traded the cousin for a new cousin.
That is a major thing to talk about right?
Like yeah. that's a whole different aspect. Before, if everything's the same and Brett's still here, all right, somebody going.
There's the veteran aspect of, you know, Klay Thompson being in his contract here and not wanting to be threatening his job and stuff uh-huh. like that because you wanted him back and you don't know what they're going through with the contract.
How it's getting settled. Uh-huh.
Yeah, and now, you know, reports are coming out that he's available for trade. So it's like, we really don't know what's happening behind closed doors. So like you said, he passed away and we say rest in peace, but life still goes on and there's still business to be done.
Exactly.
And we don't know how this is going to work out this year. It's weird. This is a weird year for the Warriors.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Steph is, like I said, he's going through it, bro. So you making fun of his fucked up outfits, bro. He looking like a clown out there. He feels like a sad clown, bro. We out here just trotting out. Doing nothing for nobody.
Did I say that?
It's like a metaphor. You know, this is how we look. And I'm supposed to be Stephen Curry. And this, you got me with this bullshit. And I got to deal with it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, dude, I don't feel good about right now. You know?
That's rough.
He came out with the sad R&B vibes and shit. With the he had all kinds of fits that looked fucked up.
Bro, I just want to know who dresses these dudes. Because nobody, like, what gets me is nobody looks at them walking to the work and says, yo, that's fly. Nobody, not one person ever has looked at them going to work and been like, yo, I should get that fit. Tell me one that you've seen ever since they start showing them walking up.
You know what I know? It's not a woman. It ain't whoever's dressing these women that's on the other side.
Feel me? Yeah, no, they dress them. Yeah, that's facts.
All right. And whoever's dressing them was dressing the dudes.
They'd be fly.
We would be like, yo,
you know what? They look like Jokic going to work in the pinstripes, bro, looking gangster.
I need to look nice. Dude, I need to get that.
They be looking like straight clowns, bro.
I don't think I've ever said that about any fucking LeBron, NBA player.
LeBron went to work with the Minecraft flags.
Minecraft, man. Look, bro, I'm a nigga that will wear an anime shirt, bro.
I'm just saying, listen to what I said though. I said the Minecraft slacks. I didn't say the Minecraft sweatsuit.
Hear me out.
I didn't say he had the hold on. I didn't say he had the shirt with the green monster thing on it. We know the green monster from Minecraft. If he had some shit on like that with the pants, I'd be like, all right, I see what you did there. No, bro, he wore them pants like they was regular slacks.
Look, I make some questionable decisions.
We all do, but we don't put them on. We ain't on national TV strutting like you should buy this.
It ain't hard to put a button up and some fucking Levi's on.
Look, hey, even bro, they was talking about Halliburton, and it's like, bro, he come with the fits. He had the schoolboy hat on and the sweater vest, nigga, with the long sleeve. Like, yo, he looked like a substitute teacher. Let that nigga rock.
He was coming in regular people fit.
He could. Let that nigga rock.
Like I was just about to say, and they are to put a button up and some Levi's on. He that nigga, bro. That's why they was hating on him. He come like a regular dude.
I'm like, yo, he red eyes straight. He straight up. That's
fuck with us. We gonna be saying this for some years. It's funny. Brock Purdy is not an unlikable guy.
They say that about him, too. They be talking about his fits. It's like, bro, leave him alone.
He come in Levi's and shit, man. I'm a regular
and his button up.
It don't fucking matter. I look nice enough.
I'm going to work, nigga. Hey, I feel like I want to tell this. I'm going to work. Nigga, this is not a fashion show.
It's not.
Like, because nobody's buying this shit after
First
this.
First off, why are you worried about that before the game? Why is that what's on your mind? How invested in this game are you?
Like I said,
your fits was worried about.
I'm going.
Your hair and shit, Jonathan Kamiga.
I'm going to
you
work.
You see what I mean?
No.
This is why they made that nigga cut his hair, because they had that nigga looking like Count Chocula.
Nigga.
This nigga was looking like the Count.
Oh my God. He was, though. That's funny.
And then the next week, he got the lineup a little bit better.
A little bit better.
They're trying to help him out now. I ain't balling. We'll get you a cut, guys. We'll get you a super cut.
Yeah, like I said, fuck the. We'll get you a super cut. Like I said, fuck the niggas, bro. I'd be like, y'all got to get rid of me. I'm out of here. I'm going home. I'm doing the Wiggins. I'm not coming back.
He already tried to say that, but they like, look, I bet you they pulled this nigga to the side so many times. Don't be like that, nigga. So, y'all got the same ability, but that nigga ain't got no heart. So, they pulling this nigga to the side and talking shit about Wiggins, and then smiling at Wiggins in his face. That's probably why Wiggins don't want to be there. He don't be saying nothing to nobody, and it's like, yeah, it's cool. But fuck these niggas don't really. Like, they fuck with me, but
I don't fuck with them.
It's only when I do good.
No, like, hey, we don't hang out after work. That's it. That's it. Like, you know, it's a team. You know, teams do team shit together. I don't fuck with none of them. Fuck with them.
I thought we was gonna be cool, but then they punched my nigga in the face,
and I'm like, are y'all cool with
this? He wasn't inviting me out after that. I really wonder, but I imagine, you know? I just can imagine.
That's funny as hell. They punched my nigga in the face, and then they just stopped calling me, so it's like, whatever, nigga.
Like, I'm here now. You know? Like, you ain't good enough no more. It's like,
all right, whatever. It's whatever, man. Hey, yep, that. Yo, we don't even know, but that feels right.
They talk about this nigga ain't got no trade value. He can't trade him. He ain't got no trade value.
He like,
probably like, it sucks for you.
Right. Right, what that means.
Nigga, I'm still getting paid, bro. I show up, nigga. I'm out here.
I'm still coming to work, dog.
I be trying. You be seeing me? I be trying.
So.
I got it, Wiggins. Done. You do your thing.
I think that's it for the sports for today.
Yeah, that was a lot.
Yeah, that was good enough. Oh, no, it wasn't. Underdogs is a sports movie.
Oh, word?
With Snoop.
Oh, yeah.
That shit is hilarious, dog. 2J's Jennings.
Don't start talking about the movie like we both watched it.
All right, look.
Tell us why we should watch the movie.
Because it's a heartfelt story.
This nigga said every fucking time he likes some shit, you're gonna start telling us
all the details.
Like, we
everything.
Know the movie. We don't know it yet.
Yeah, nah, that's why I'm talking about it. Nah, but.
Give it a snippet, nigga, not. Nah, cool fucking preview.
I was just about to just give you the fucking overview.
I know your ass, bro.
Look, Underdogs is about dude being a selfish ass athlete, and he ended up having to do some community service in his neighborhood, and he ended up working with kids that's just as fucking just like him growing up, like from the hood, bad, just kids in the hood, bro. And he ended up coaching them and defining what an underdog is, basically, like they count you out all the time. Feel me? So you got to stand up and
so
rock
this is
that
his Gridiron Gang.
I guess. I never watched that
That's
shit.
What's up? Hey, Gridiron Gang was probably Rock's best movie. Like if we were to really talk about him as an actor, you know how people have that one acting movie that not everybody knows, but it's like, yo, this is the one where he really, really, really did a good job.
He was really
That was probably the one. Okay. And it's not that he was like the best actor in the world. It's the story, the plot, and then, you know.
Yeah, no. This story is funny. This movie is funny, but it's also like it's real heartfelt, bro. I cried. I ain't gonna lie. But it's also like, you know, when you
because this is why I was comparing it to Gridiron Gang, because it's a football movie. It's an inspiring movie. Mm-hmm. Any kind of sports film is usually inspiring, and by the end of it, they're trying to get you some kind of emotional reaction.
Yeah.
If you're not happy, then they want you crying. You know what I mean?
Well, not
happy tears.
It's really like, you know, just how it feel to be counted out all the time, and niggas don't want to give you opportunities, or when they do, it's scraps. And then You got to make gold out of scraps. Niggas spin gold out of hay. Somehow you got to make this shit happen, right? And then when you do, everybody's like, how'd you do that? What did you, like, nigga, I did it because I had to. Nothing. I did what I had to.
What kind of steroids did
you want? You see what I'm saying? Like, yeah, getting you get tested after the game or whatever because you balled out. And it's like.
That's my favorite one.
But it's like, bro, that's because I showed up and showed out. Like, I went 100%. I gave above and beyond what I've ever given you. Like, nah, you cheated. No, because I had to. That's what I came here to show, that I could do this.
We'll just prove it first.
Right,
but yeah, nah, for you.
But
that's probably good. Something.
So yeah, no, that movie is great. I'd watch it again, and okay. It's pretty cool.
Okay, Snoop.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Snoop. He got a long rollout going on.
Snoop is on a never ending rollout. Snoop got projects coming out. He got something dropping every month. If it's not a product he endorsed, it's a project he made.
I'm dying.
I'm not passing this to you again.
Yeah, I'm dying.
So, the other movie I went to the movies this time and saw American Fiction.
Yeah.
And it was everything I wanted it to be.
This is the one with that black dude.
With Peoples, bruh, from Shaft.
I was about to say from Westworld.
Yeah, him.
Yeah, that's my shit.
Bruh, you don't remember Peoples from Shaft.
Nah.
Oh, bruh.
I mean,
that, like,
but Shaft was, I was once again
seven. Nine, I understand.
And I,
hey, no, nah, fuck that. You remember, up. you remember the pianist, nigga? Me, fuck that
no,
shit.
No, let me finish, because you don't understand. I remember Shaft.
Uh-huh.
I remember the Mexican dude from Shaft.
That's him.
That's him?
That's him.
For real?
Peoples.
Damn.
Exactly, nigga.
Well, anyway, as I was about to say. I remember Shaft because we were at Universal Studios in Florida when that shit came out, and we went and watched it at Universal.
Oh, that's
what's
up.
I just remember it because of that memory.
Uh-huh.
But I was hella young, bro.
Okay, I think, like you said, you was 9, 7, whatever.
I mean, I've seen it since then, but still.
But the Mexican dude Peoples, bro, when I go uptown, I get all nervous.
That was him,
bro. That's the bread. That's the bread. It was 20 years ago, bro. That was the bread.
Motherfucker. I did not know that.
That was him, dog. He go crazy. He's one of the best. Since then, I've followed his career, and he's been consistently one of the best actors in
everything I've seen him in. Yeah.
Yeah. Consistently, bro. So I'm glad that he got the Academy Award nomination. And shit, I hope he win. We'll see how that goes.
That's another one.
But, yeah, but that's fly. Like, I would, like, this movie.
Fly people who do fly shit.
Yeah, for and years, though. One for of years.
What's his name again?
Jeffrey Wright.
Jeffrey Wright.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Like, nah, but this American Fiction is the, you know how we always talk about, or how we would talk about, bro, this is entertainment. We got to understand that what we do in that lowest common denominator shit, that's entertainment, period, right? People like it, it's funny, whatever. That's not who we are, how we act, anything. This is literally when you put the lights on, we get on stage and do the fucking the frog dance from the WB, right? But we turn that shit off, we're nothing like that. That's kind of what this movie is about.
Showing you that.
Right, well, it's not showing you that, it's saying that if you have art, if you love art, right, and you love your passion, you write, you make movies or whatever, if you making them for art's sake, you want making a fantasy book or something, mm-hmm. If you black, they'll just still put it in the African-American section, right? And so, and it's like, because they want a certain thing from them, they want a certain thing from you, which is that WB dancing frog shit.
And you're not giving them that, so they're going to put you in this subgenre.
You see what I'm saying? But if you give them what they want, you're going to sell out. You're going to get the big crowds and all that because you gave the market what they wanted.
This is that. The Woman King. This is why, you know, they had so many issues with that movie. But it's the same as any other movie. It's just like Troy.
Yeah, same fucking exactly.
Thing. I love Troy.
But again, and talking about this movie with some other people, I've come to realize that the market wants what it wants. We don't want a Kevin James action movie, right? If we get Kevin James, we want him jolly. We want him funny. We want him goofy. If we get Brad Pitt, we don't want him funny. We don't want him goofy. We want him in action. We want him serious, right? And that the stereotype exists across the board.
With everything.
For everybody, mm-hmm. right? We focus on it because of who we are and what we look like. Mm-hmm. But when you look back on it, they do that to everything. The market wants what it wants. And when you try to break that mold, people might like it. Right? It's a risk. You take a definite risk. You can
fail dramatically.
Exactly.
And nobody cares.
That's the risk.
It happens a lot.
That's the risk, bro. Only a few of them break through, right? Mm-hmm. Out of all of the people that make art because they love it and shit like that, only a few of them go to the heights. But there's a lot of them that fail, and not necessarily fail, but don't reach the masses because the market don't want it.
We're not looking for that. And that's what is everything. Mm-hmm. If we're looking for you, then it matters. We're not looking for you.
Exactly.
What's the point of investing into this? You know, just like I love my show. What was my show called? Mm. Raised by Wolves. Mm-hmm. I love that show.
There you go.
You know, they weren't looking for it. I understand.
There you go. And that's what I mean across the board. Like I said, because we're black, we like to look at it as they always do this to us, right? But when you really look at it, nah, bruh, everybody get pigeonholed. Greta Gerwig and the girl in Barbie made the Barbie movie. They gave bruh the Oscar nomination.
A word. It wasn't just that. Remember the one the Black Klansman?
Mm-hmm.
And it was
and the white dude got the nomination.
Adam Driver.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the chick said it. All these black people in this movie, but Adam Driver, you were the best one.
But again, when you fit what the market wants from you, all right, bro, you got it, right? But when you're going outside that box doing shit, we don't necessarily want to big up over here. We just go poo-poo it, push it to the side. And you can have your little conversations about what we did, but we gonna still do what we do.
Man, that's some funny shit. That's some funny shit. When you really, you know, just take a bird's eye view to it.
Right? When you pull back, bro, it's like, yo, everybody's stuck in this fucking game. It's not like
and it looks the same.
For everybody.
It's like, you can try to make it all work for you, but if you try to break that mold, you better hope it works. Because mm-hmm. it might not work. Like, not everybody is Dave Chappelle.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
And even when it worked for him, they tried to stop it.
Well, but even then, though, it was, he didn't even break the mold because he was what they wanted him to be all the way through the Chappelle show until he said, no, I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
You see, like, right? So it's like, yo, he used the system to get the eyes on him. And then when he said, no, we still fucked with him after that. But how many other cats do we still fuck with?
Not enough.
Like when cats say no, bro, and they not in Hollywood no more, do we still go to their shows? Do we still patronize their things? Or do we still hear about him? They still hot in the streets? Or is it just like, oh, he used to be dope?
Pretty much.
You feel me?
That's with everybody, too. Yeah, they used to be dope. I used to fuck with him.
Why you don't fuck with him now? And it's like...
Bro, I ain't checked back for Lloyd. Lloyd Banks? I ain't checked back for Lloyd Banks.
That's and he dropped new albums, bro. Long, and he bro. Didn't drop new albums.
I mean...
He just dropped an album last year.
And I had listened to some of them songs. You know...
Hey, I love your honesty. I love how you said I listened to some of the songs.
You know how you save a song and then you pass it up every time it come up?
Oh, my playlist, bro. I got so many songs on it because at certain times I want to hear certain music. And it's some shit.
But you know how you're supposed to say that about the song, but then you never play it?
I don't know what I mean.
I feel like Lloyd Banks just dropped out completely from my whole...
Ain't no lie. Shit. I'm getting tired of Spotify trying to push Drake on me.
I'm getting sick of him pushing XX on me. He was in my top five, and I was like, that's some bullshit. Because I switch his songs every time they come up. I don't want to hear this shit.
Bruh. Dude.
And then it makes me think, now I need to get him off my whole playlist. Like, just get him all off.
I'm that dude, bro. Because it's like, I like some of these, but I don't like them enough.
I got to get rid of you.
Then it keeps suggesting I listen
to
you.
They keep trying to push Drake on me, and I'm like, stop it. Like, you know, like, I don't care about him like that. Like, I'm not going to say he don't make good songs, but I don't want to hear this nigga.
I ain't trying to hear that voice that often.
Like, there's a certain vibe I be looking for at a certain moment.
And he don't fit your vibe?
Not all the time. Sometimes it's like, this is the one.
I can hit this one. Right? You know my one that actually is always a part of my top for him? It's Madonna. You don't know it?
No.
Damn.
Never heard it.
It's old, too. It ain't even new. It's one of them just like, it's got a cool beat.
He got...
He ride it well. It's just
like... Like I'm saying, he got good songs, but he got a certain vibe, and I don't want to hear that shit all the time. That's it. Sometimes it's cool. Sometimes I go looking for it. Right? But they be like, because it got the AI DJ. So it'll be giving me the shit sometimes, and then sometimes it'll be like, now we'll give you this artist that you've been listening to, Drake. And it's like, wait, for the next 7 songs, my nigga? Nah. Boop, 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 boop.
Why are you lying to me? All
right. Why are you lying? Turn that shit off.
I really thought about that, too, because there's so many songs in that, like, 1900 that I have that just never pop up. And you'd be like, I wonder why.
Nah, because they bullshit on the algorithm. They pump certain artists over others.
Because I never listen to Sgt. Pepper's, bro. Like, it's in there.
Mm-hmm.
That Beatles song. Mm-hmm. It's cool. It's cool.
Mm-hmm.
But that shit pops up.
A lot.
And I don't be looking for that shit.
I don't know. We got to know what the algorithm is. My shit been built for like 10 years. So they know what I want to hear. That's how I know it's...
Don't be playing. No,
that's how I know it's really looking for it.
That's why I got to start creating my... Like, I really... Like, you know how I got in that at top 0.05% of Side A listeners? We'll say that again. 0.05% of Side A listeners is because I created a playlist.
So, yeah, hold on. Say this one more time, just so people understand.
How I got
under 1%. Actually, under 0.1%. Matter of fact, hold up. It's really within a fifth. No, wait, is that right?
Of a percent.
It's not a fifth of a percent, because a fifth would be like half.
A fifth of a half a percent.
Under 0.1%.
I don't even know how to say it.
Of people in the world on Spotify that listen to Sade, this is one of them niggas.
Alright, and the only reason why I'm in that bracket is because I made sure to make a playlist that had her music in it. And, you know, don't suggest anything else. I just want to hear this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I understand. Yeah. Now, I do that with what's it called, Biggie's albums, because I said, like I said before, it's,
bro, even if you play their albums, they'll still start kicking some.
They try to, bro. They try. Hey, you trying to slide some shit in? Or no, look, it'll be the Biggie song, but a remix by somebody else. It's like, what is this?
This is not what I'm looking. Cannot get jiggy with this shit.
Yo, I think we about done.
Yeah.
All right. I'm Eludo.
I'm Trey B. The Wonder.
This has been the Straight Dope Show. I hope you watch this on Rock the Crowd
going
TV.
To the Super Bowl!
If not, please do.
To the Super Bowl. Yeah.
Man.
Yeah. To the Super Bowl.
This is the Straight Dope Show.
Yeah, this is how you say we annoy you.
This is the Super Bowl!